Hello, everybody, and welcome back to I've Got a Bad Feeling About This. We are tuning in to talk about two episodes this week.
Two episode.
Two episodes. One is the second episode of The Book of Boba Fett and the third episode of The Book of Boba Fett. I'm not entirely sure what they're called, actually. Let me look that up real quick. But to start things off, I think most of our complaints have been solved. Perhaps not all of them, but I'd say that a good amount of things have been soothed. The Tribes of Tatooine was the second episode, and the third episode was titled The Streets of Mos Espa. So we have two very grounded episodes in the sense that they are very focused on the culture of Mos Espa and the life of Mos Espa. Let's start with episode two. Episode two does a few things. One, it makes canon, well, not canon, it marks the first live action appearance of one of my favorite bounty hunters, Black Krrsantan from the comic books. He's appeared in quite a few comics. He's been with Boba Fett, he's been with Dr. Aphra, and he has hunted Obi-Wan Kenobi himself before. In fact, his scar on his eye is partially because of Kenobi. So he's a storied bounty hunter, who has finally found his way onto the main screen, and I'm quite happy with it. And it also introduces two new antagonists that I thought would be central antagonists, but we'll get to that. The twins, Hutt twins, who are there to lay their claim on their cousin, Jabba's, fortune in his land. So Boba's already in a corner of enemies, and we have a big flashback. This is probably the best flashback of the show so far, of him teaching the Tuskens and them teaching him how to fight with the Gaddafi sticks, and also how to form ranks with speeder bikes and take down this big train that's been pestering them. But if you're listening to this episode, you've probably watched the episode. I just want to get straight into our thoughts about it. Chuck, you can go first for episode two.
But two, it was interesting because similar to the first episode, right? I mean, you get some interesting modern day stuff, I guess you could say, right? Modern day content, and we have our flashbacks as have been discussed in our last episode. Say his name, the nice Wookiee man, Scary.
Black Chrysanthemum.
Right, Black Chrysanthemum. I immediately when I saw that nice gentleman, I said to Ben, I was like, what the hell is that? And I think you and I discussed it a little bit, but to get him to add different characters into these series, I think is a good thing because I don't know if it was a direct quote from Kathleen Kennedy, but it was like, oh, we don't have the source material that Marvel does. And I don't know if that's verbatim what was said, right? But that's just horse crap if it is, because Bennett can tell you, I'm sure, that that's horse crap, and there's a ton of stuff you can go into, a bunch of storylines, different things to explore. So I'm excited that they added that character, and I'm hopeful that it means we can see more in-depth characters across the different series we see. But more specifically, episode two. I wasn't entirely mad necessarily at the flashback aspect,
No.
just kind of the buildup of the train and such. I think I saw a post about it was that Star Wars has taken, the sand people, who were considered, oh, they're just savages. They just scream sticks, kick the shit out of Luke in episode. Technically episode one, but episode three, no, four, pardon me. And they're just kind of viewed as a negative thing, and Disney's kind of now redeemed them, and I think that's an interesting way that this show has gone. But I'm okay with it. So if you want me to skip ahead and do a rating for two, I give it a seven. I mean, it was okay. It wasn't great, but it was okay.
Yeah, I agree with a lot of what you said. The flashbacks in this one were a lot less egregious. The story felt a lot more cohesive. It wasn't disjointed like the first episode. And just overall, I felt like the action was a bit better. So I overall give this one probably an 8. In contrast to episode 3, which we'll talk about in a second here, I'm kind of glad we spent most of the time in one era or the other. The constant switching will gets a little nauseating, and I just wish they'd stick with a storyline. They should have told it, in my opinion, they should have just told it chronologically. I don't think we need these intercutted scenes of flashback and not flashback. But yeah, an 8, and this episode had some of the better action that we've seen in live action Star Wars. Live
Fireworks.
action Star Wars made Boba feel a little more badass than he did in the first episode. He wasn't just getting dunked on the entire time. And overall, I enjoyed it. It kind of deepened the mystery with the twins, but just to move on to the third episode, I was so surprised that the twins just left. I don't agree with that storyline. I guess from a writing perspective, I know the Pikes are kind of set up to be the main bad guy now, but why the okay, profanity. Why the fuck are you getting to your main villain 3 episodes in when you're a 6 episode series? Like, I mean, other shows have had the same issue. Hawkeye had the same issue too, but like, Moff Gideon was a good example because he was present. Like his plans were present, and you could feel his like. You could feel,
Overbearing.
yeah, you could feel what he's doing, overbearing on all the characters. And then out of nowhere, it's just like, oh, and the Pikes are back to take Tatooine.
Here we are.
Who cares? I mean, like, if they were the bad guys from the get, it would have been good. It wasn't even a good twist. It was like, oh, there's a syndicate he's working with. And I was like, well, it's not the Pikes because that'd be way too obvious because we know they're here already because of his flashbacks. That happened fucking what, 2 scenes beforehand. So I did not care for that twist of them leaving. I did like that he let Black Chrysanthemum go. I'm thinking he'll be back to join the team eventually.
That would be cool. Because of what? We just saw him get let go and he just kind of stumbled into the sands of Tatooine.
Right, which is not a great fate.
I don't know how you feel about this opinion, but I really don't care for the Pikes as a villain.
They're soft villains, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, ooh, spice. Ooh, I
I
really
mean, at
don't
the end of the
care.
day, they're pretty abhorrent because they are slave traders and they are like massive scale drug traders. And spices, you don't fuck around with spice.
Yeah, as
Spice is
I've kind
bad.
of learned Bennett's comparison, I was like, so is spice like drugs? He was like, yeah. And I was like, oh,
Yeah,
okay.
it's like coke. It's bad. Like, it'll
It's just
fuck you
kind of
up.
funny to me that you said that. And I think back to the Martez sisters. I know, like, you guys just like let a bunch of coke out into hyperspace. I was like, how could you do that? Yeah, just I don't know. I'm not super jazzed
Oh my
about.
God. Sorry for headphone listeners. I just punched my microphone because I was reaching for something.
I'm not super jazzed about the Pikes as like a main villain.
Neither am I. They're fucking lame. I don't know. Like that episode had a lot going for it up until that reveal. It really just soured it to me. Let's talk about the elephant in the room. These young guys and gals and people, huh? How about them?
What do you want me to
Yeah, go
sort
ahead.
of
You can give your opinion on them.
You know, as much Discord, you know what? You know what's funny? I saw a picture of them in their speeders before I saw the episode.
Yeah.
Because I think I waited until Wednesday night. And I couldn't have told you what it was from if I was just going out. I was like, what is this? And I was trying to look at it and I looked at like I tried to do the detective thing. I was like, okay, look at the account that's posting it. Username didn't help me. Look at the profile picture. Username, the picture didn't help me. So I had no idea what the hell that was from.
So when you watch the episode, you're like, oh.
Yeah. You know, as much controversy as there was about them, I don't care as much. Because again, Star Wars is like as a whole, it's space, right? So you can basically do whatever the hell you want. I get the concern on the basis that we haven't seen them on Tatooine as much as Tatooine that we've got, right? Tatooine's basically like one of the more populated planets in terms of how often we've seen it throughout Star Wars, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I get it that, how come we haven't seen shit like that before? Sure. But I didn't really care, like, oh, you can't do this. I they're fine. A little dorky. That chase scene was kind of lame, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't cry about it.
Yeah, the chase scene, that might be my biggest gripe with the episode. It just felt a little slow. Like, it was well choreographed, but it was slow. Like, it just felt slow. I don't really have an excuse for it either. It just was slow. The action in this show has felt slow. But the cyberpunk kids that look like they're from Cyberpunk the video game.
That's a good, yeah.
I don't mind them at all. I kind of like their vibe. And, you know, body mods have always been kind of a low-key part of Star Wars. I'm glad they kind of talk about them a little more with these kids. But, you know, at the end of the day, like you said, it's not egregious. It's not, like, crazy. I mean, it's Star Wars. You can kind of do whatever the fuck you want with characters and have them look however you want. And for people being like, well, they don't look like Star Wars, neither does a lot of shit. Yeah,
tell me what looks like Star Wars. Tell me the textbook definition. Like, we've got a little green bastard that's like 2 feet tall that swings around a tiny lightsaber.
Yeah.
There's like a cyborg that has four of them. Like, there's nothing you can... That's my thing with them, right? Is that there's nothing, there's no mold that Star Wars has.
Exactly. I mean, like, there's definitely an aesthetic for Star Wars.
Yeah.
To an extent, though. Because that aesthetic gets broken for, like, certain purposes a lot. That religious shit they did on, what was that planet called? Morthog or whatever? Morgoth? No, that's the Lord of the Rings.
You're talking about, you're not talking about Dathomir.
Like, the father and the son.
Oh, yeah.
That shit, that wasn't very Star Wars-y. Mm-mm. That was out there as fuck. So, like, if you're going to blame these cyberpunk kids for being out there, oh, they're not Star Wars. And listen, let's not mince words. The reason they don't like them is because they look like kids, like, today. You know how, like, people will be like, woman with blue hair. Yeah. I'm like almost certain that's why people don't like these characters, just because they are a little more youthful and don't dress like they're in the Great Depression. So fuck off. Let Star Wars be bright. I like when Star Wars is vibrant. Now, is the fact that they drive Power Ranger cars kind of funny? Yes.
Yeah, the look of the bikes is
it's something.
It's, yeah.
A little corny. Clear.
But again, though, there's no... like, there's no mold here that we should go off of. Look at, like, and say that we can compare to and say, hey, this is what they should look like. No, I mean, it's not a cookie cutter thing, you know.
And if it were, it would be boring. Like, it's just you want to make Star Wars boring and gray, but that's not what it is. It's vibrant. It should be vibrant. Look at Felucia. Felucia was a weird ass planet. I wish we'd go back.
It's cool looking.
I like when Star Wars is bright and vibrant. The Coruscant Underground is a great example of that. Like, if these guys were in the Coruscant Underground, no one would bat an eye.
Yeah, I think I did see a comment that was like, they belong in Coruscant. I was like, yeah.
They do. But that's my little rant about the Cyberpunk gang. I don't know any of their names. I don't know what they're called, even. But I like that they work for Boba. It felt a little rushed getting them on board. They kind of just answered to him immediately.
Make a threat. Oh, I like you. You want to work for me now?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got guts.
Yeah, you got guts. It's like, damn, I backtalked you. Ooh, scary man, green armor. Ooh.
I do want to comment on something, though. Steven Root's character, Lortha Peel, was right when he walked in and was like, hey, no one respects you. And you're kind of lame right now because you're not really doing anything. He's fucking not doing anything. What is Boba's end game here?
Yeah, and I think we talked about, I don't know if we talked about it or if I might have thought it in my head, but I'm like, I think a good amount of the reason people are pissed off at this show is that they saw Boba Fett as this like mysterious, scary, sexy character.
Yeah.
And he has not been that at all in this. It's like, oh, I got the shit kicked out of me in the street. To the back to tank, please.
Get me to my bath.
Yeah, so I'm assuming a lot of the anger about this show is from that. You know, the bar was set for people.
I think fairly so, you know?
Yeah, because I mean, what? I think in the comics especially, they build him up to be a certain way. And in the movies, we see him really limited. But in the limited that we see, he's a certain way. And no, I am interested because what we're three episodes in. Yeah. And you've got three to turn this around somehow into that narrative, if you like, or we're going in a certain different direction. But I would like to see Boba Fett kick some ass instead of having his ass kicked and then putting it back in his little bath.
You know, I was like, I was okay with Black Chrysanthemum kind of fucking him up a little bit.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah, like that to me works. He's supposed to like Black Chrysanthemum is supposed to be able to like match him, but like I don't know if it's okay that he's getting his ass handed to him every fucking episode. Yeah. Like I'm kind of tired of it. I'd like him to win at least one whole episode. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, another narrative bummer was that they killed off all the Tusken Raiders. I didn't like that.
Yeah, that kind of sucked. I remember I texted Bennett after I was watching this. I go, I kind of wish we would be done with the flashbacks. And I watched that scene and go, oh, no. And Bennett goes, yeah, there's your end of the flashbacks. Happy? I was like, not really.
I was like, wish granted, I think.
Yeah, I was like, oh.
This isn't what I meant.
I just was like, I was pretty heartbroken by that. I was pretty gutted. I was like, oh no, that just sucks. Especially because like we were just getting to them accepting him fully.
Mm-hmm.
So to have them get demolished the way they did, it was just so sad. Did I see it coming? Kind of. Did I think it'd be so holistically? No. I was not expecting their whole ass village to get wiped out. That was just a bummer. Notably missing from the bodies, I think, was the warrior that I'm a huge fan of, played by stunt actress Joanna Bennett. So I hope she's still around. That'd be great, because I'd love to see more of her. But the fact that that little kid got killed really bothered me, too. Not because it was like, oh, they killed a kid. More so because it was just like, man, that sucks. Like, he's just not catching a break. But yeah, overall rating for this show, or for this episode, I'd probably give this one a 7.
I agree with that. I liked this episode because of the Rancor.
Yeah, you mentioned that. That was a good one.
Because of the Rancor. I'm interested to see now if, like, at some point it's revealed that the Pikes somehow came back and killed the sand people.
No, because he saw the other gang. He saw their sigil. I don't remember what it's called. They're like the Crushers or something stupid like that. They're a biker gang.
Oh yeah. The ones with the no. Okay. Oh, the ones that he kicked the shit out of in that bar.
Yep.
The two people that are actually friends of Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. Okay, because I was like, oh, then maybe that's the motivation here, and it's like a redemption thing. Yeah, I think 7's fine. I wouldn't say you get the Rancor and you get somewhat of a fight scene where you see Black Chrysanthemum kicking the shit out of Boba Fett in his bath, and then his little friends come in and have to rescue him. Yeah, and then the twins leave, which is really weird. So yeah, I wouldn't say initially in my brain I thought I liked this episode more, and then I started talking about it and I was like, no, you don't. So yeah, seven, I think seven's fine.
Yeah, I have a hard time kind of rating this show, because I think in a vacuum these sevens would be eights, you know what I mean, or maybe even seven and a halves, but like just my brain is always going to be using The Mandalorian as a litmus test against it, which I don't think is a great thing to do, but it's just for me it's having a hard time stacking up to that show and like to how that show operates. Sorry about that beep. Someone's using a microwave. It's really
a microwave.
But yeah, I mean, like, okay, episode. I really hope these last three episodes pick up on the action too. I know their whole thing is they might be wanting to go to war, and he's like, "We'll be ready."
Will you?
The war with the Pikes, I have a really bad feeling is gonna last all three episodes that we have left. But then again, I thought that the twins would last the whole time, and they lasted one episode. So who fucking knows? I was really hoping there'd be like, oh, there's a syndicate here, and we got to figure out who they are. And it's the Crimson Dawn, and Kira's coming back. But unfortunately,
yeah, I know that was someone that was like rumored to be around.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that looks like it's not gonna come to pass. Here's a big rumor. We're getting into the rumor / news parts of things. Here's a big rumor being passed around, and I think Variety fucking reported on it, so it might be true. Allegedly, Harrison Ford filmed a couple scenes for this show where they're going to digitally de-age him to be in this episode, in the last episode, I think. Fucking why? Like, why? First off, why are you putting Han Solo in this show? He doesn't need to be in this show. Second off, why is it Harrison Ford?
How do you sound?
Why is it not Alden Ehrenreich?
What purpose does he serve?
Exactly. Like, why do you don't need him? You don't need him in this show. You really don't. Tell the story of Boba and just tell the story of Boba. There's no need to get, you know, Skywalker saga characters involved. And if you were going to, make them a little more deep cut than Han Solo. It just feels like such a waste of the character to have him involved all of a sudden. So I'm crossing my, I don't know about you, but I'm crossing my fingers that doesn't happen.
Yeah. If there was like a possibility we could think of where it would fit, oh, maybe, right? But I don't know where Han Solo fits into any of this right now.
Listen, and I know that in our introductory episode to this, I did say I wanted to see Han at some point. I'm reneging that because I don't. Because the way this show is moving, I don't need to see that anymore. If it was a different show and it was more about the criminal underworld of Tatooine, then maybe. But we're moving in a direction where it's more so about Boba's inner demons and how he's fighting them while also dealing with a syndicate. So I don't think he needs to be in this show anymore. There's a pretty big rumor mill time about Aphra being in this show. I don't think you know who she is, but she's from the comics and she's pretty rad, and it'd be cool to see her around. I like her, so if that happens, I don't really care. I'd enjoy it either way. As for rumors, there's not much else. I know that Din is allegedly in two episodes of this, so he'll probably be in episode 5 and 6. I think that's correct. I know he's in at least one. That's at least, again, the rumor. But character appearances in this show, I feel like, don't need to be much more. They've given us Black Chrysanthemum. I think that was a pretty big gift. And probably it'd be nice to see a couple other bounty hunters come around, because that's kind of Boba Fett's corner. Did I call him Boba Fett right there?
I heard Boba.
Okay, cool. But other than that, you know, my prediction for this series is grim, because I think it's just going to be three episodes of him dealing with the Pikes, and then it's going to end. I don't know what the big ending for this is. I don't know what the grand finale. Do you have any ideas?
No, not really. I mean, there doesn't seem to be, to me, there's not, I really couldn't tell you what we're headed for. Like, I
Right.
don't see much foreshadowing. But like you said, I mean, unless something changes and there's something hidden here where like there's some greater mind and the pikes are just some pawn. But again, if the
Right.
pikes are a pawn, then you're revealing your main character, your main villain, like what, episode four, episode five, or whatever.
Yeah,
And I'm
exactly.
assuming we're not getting a season two, which why would we, right?
Oh, and my bad. I think we have 7 episodes of this show, not 6.
Okay, but still, you know, revealing a main antagonist 4 episodes in feels a little weird.
It's a little late.
I couldn't tell you. And I know Din is supposed to show up, right? I think. I don't know
Yeah.
if that's, you know. So I yeah, I the not to use this word, but it feels really mid right now. It's just kind
Does
of
feel
me.
really mid. I was just talking about with my roommates with that.
It's like it's just kind of we're in mid, very mediocre section.
Yep. Okay, so yeah, there's a I've been saying yeah, like Lin-Manuel Miranda did. Yeah. There's pretty nebulous but maybe breaking news that they are doing another spin-off of The Mandalorian following season 3, presumably taking the slot that the Book of Boba does. What I feel like we're headed towards is Mandalorian, Mandalorian spin-off, Mandalorian spin-off, so on and so forth. So the rumor is The Mandalorian season 3 will spin off into a Bo-Katan television show, featuring Katee Sackhoff, of course, as Bo-Katan, and
Struggles.
presumably, her band of Death Watch, Night Watch? Night Watch, Mandalorians will come with her. Death Watch? Oh my God, hold on.
I think it's Death Watch.
Death Watch
Oh,
stars
I think
before.
we talked about this during
I know, we've
Mandalorian.
done this before. We've
Which
done this
one?
song. Yeah, it is Death Watch.
Ah.
So I don't know. I think that's cool. I'm all game for it. I love Katee Sackhoff. We love Katee Sackhoff here. So,
Oh, yeah.
no qualms here about that. I would
Question,
love to see her have her
though.
own show.
If we're doing, if it's Bo-Katan, right, and Death Watch, I don't remember the dude's name. I apologies to the
Oh,
next.
the fellow that disappeared?
He did disappear, didn't he?
During season 2 of Mandalorian, he was there and then he wasn't.
Yeah.
My boy Axe Woves.
Yeah, Axe. I don't. He just. He made like a tree and he left. The only problem in my eyes here with Death Watch is Sasha Banks. If you're filming, I don't know how much it got into her schedule when she was filming season two of Mando.
Oh, her shooting schedule. I thought she
Yeah.
did something problematic.
No. And right now she's injured anyway.
Oh, okay.
But I that's you see my point here, right?
Yeah.
Is how that how because I'm you would have to write her off of TV. And she's a pretty big star, you know, at least in WWE. And I didn't see anything wrong with her acting.
They
Unless
could
you
kill
can.
her off in season 3. She could die,
Yeah,
probably.
so that's but that's my concern there, right? Is how do you
Yeah.
what's the solution there? You know, if you are bringing back original Death Watch from those episodes we saw.
I would hope they would, just because I like continuity like that. But we'll have to see how the events of season 3 play out. We're getting closer to both Ahsoka and Obi-Wan, or Kenobi, I suppose. No news on either of those fronts. We haven't gotten a trailer for either one. At least a full trailer. I think Ahsoka comes out at the end of this year, right? I think it's 2022, if I remember correctly. Oh, perhaps it's 2023.
Oh.
Nope. Oh yeah, duh. It hasn't even been announced when it's coming out, so
Oh.
and well, we know Kenobi's coming out this year, so I'm happy with where we are still. The Book of Boba might not necessarily be giving us exactly what we wanted, but I'm still happy with the slate of Star Wars shows that we have right now. Kenobi allegedly is getting a trailer release tomorrow, because I think Moon Knight is also releasing a trailer tomorrow. I think it's so Monday.
Oh, wait, no, that's right.
Monday the 17th, MLK Day. Keep an eye out for some stuff on that day. See what's going on there. And we'll probably talk about it next week if it does come out. Other than that, news is pretty quiet on the Star Wars front. People are protesting Star Wars Eclipse because of David Cage's horrible, gross self. And also Quantum Mechanics is just general workplace abuse. Let me say this. It'd be a shame if they canceled the game, but they should find different developers if possible. I know that'd be almost unprecedented for a company to do, but at this point, I don't want the game to be canceled, but I also don't want them to go forward with this developer. Quantum Mechanics, I don't know. Fuck their company anyways. I'm not saying their name for our 8 listeners. No free advertisement. So yeah, I'm pretty neutral on that. I don't want them to work on the game anymore. I've kind of decided that. I know I was pretty flippy floppy because I was really excited about the game, but I don't care enough to support someone like that. So yeah, I still think he should just get fired from the company, and they should do a revamp on how they treat their employees, and then move on with the game, or fire the whole company, hire a new company, make your game. But that's all my thoughts on that. No other news. Yeah, I'd say the news is pretty empty right now. So, and I don't really have anything for us to speculate. I'm kind of excited for, most excited for the Kenobi trailer. Oh, I think Andor also comes out in 2022. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But between those two shows, what are you more excited for?
What was the first one?
Kenobi.
Oh. Bennett, come on. You can't set up Andor for failure like that. It's a little rude. No, it'll be... I mean, obviously I'm taking Kenobi. But with the way that Book of Boba Fett is currently on pace for, right? Right. And, you know, if we're looking at it in the grand scheme of things, you could look at things like, is this setting up a character for a different series or for a movie? Like with Hawkeye, right? I mean, Kate Bishop being set up and all that. Kingpin, is he still alive? I don't remember.
Probably, but that's a different podcast.
But yeah, you know what I'm saying, though, right? Is the show isn't really setting anybody up, I think, for a future project. It's kind of disappointing.
I would agree.
And I would hope that going forward, the other productions don't miss the mark in that regard. I mean, you've got instant success in Kenobi, right? Just don't bungle it. You cannot bungle that. With Ewan McGregor coming back to reprise that role, and Hayden Christensen coming back, there's a lot of good you can do. Ahsoka, huge fan favorite, talked about, don't say it. Shoot. Okay, say it. Blue Man Group.
Sorry, Thrawn?
Thrawn, thank you. Blue Man Group, same thing.
Yeah, you know.
You've got, yeah. So you see what I mean? The pieces are there. It's just about the you've got the ingredients. It's just about the soup that you create here. And I hope it's good soup.
I hope it's good soup too. The weird thing is Boba Fett feels so out of place now. Now that I think about it, we were really hyped going this. we were really hyped going to this show. But now that I've really had a good think about it, Boba Fett is really out of place, because he obviously doesn't work into the grander story right now, because he's doing his own thing on Tatooine, and it just feels a little extracurricular in a
Like a
way.
side quest.
Yeah, so I guess it's okay that we're doing that, because that sometimes that gives birth to really cool stories. But right now, as the crow flies, I don't think that this show is doing what it sought out to do, because it's kind of just getting me nervous for the other solo shows, because I'm like, ooh, fuck, what if they do what they're doing with Boba and just kind of make it a nothing show?
Oof.
Because you can't, like you said, you can't do that with Kenobi. You just can't. I think Boba, to the credit of the writers, it is good. I just think that the hype caught up to it, and that was one of the bigger issues. But I mean, if they turn around these last four episodes, so be it. I'll easily eat my words. If these next four episodes are beautiful, I'll eat my words. But right now, the show's trending towards seven territory for me overall, which is not great, because I gave The Mandalorian a very high rating. And listen, seven's not bad, but I'm a very easy grader. So, for most people, I think a seven would be a six. So, I don't know. But on that vibrant note, I think we're probably wrapped up for this episode, unless you have anything else to say.
Don't let the other shows be mid.
Yeah, I really can't
Yeah.
imagine them being mid, but I wasn't expecting this show to be mid either. So we'll see. I was really hyped for this show, but it just didn't land very well. So, and with that, I think we'll see you soon. We'll see you probably in a week or 2 weeks, depending on any news we get. If we don't get any huge news, expect us to probably do every 2 weeks, just because we all have very busy lives and very busy schedules and very busy everything.
And hopefully the episodes get better.
And let's hope the episodes get better. Yeah, I was feeling really inspired to record last week, but it just didn't turn out because one of our hosts couldn't make it, and he couldn't make it today either. But ooh, this week I was not really feeling it, but I was like, we gotta do it. I can't get too far behind here. So
Yeah, three episodes is like
yeah,
pushing it.
that's too much. That's where I got to the Bad Batch and went, yeah, we're probably just not gonna record for a while. So
Yeah, that's the thing though. You look at what our last two Star Wars shows.
yeah, got Visions, which is, it's what it is. It's good. I haven't really, I'm full disclosure, I
Unique.
still haven't fucking seen it.
But the ones that we've seen, right?
Yeah,
Just really mediocre.
Bad Batch and Book of Boba are not dazzling right now, and you're gonna have that with TV. You can kind of expect that. I mean, even looking at the Marvel, the MCU Netflix run, a lot of the seasons were not as good as, the beginnings. So let's just hope for an improvement as the show goes on. I'm sure it'll get there. I'm not crushed if it doesn't, but I am a little perturbed. So we will see you in a week or two, and I don't know. Chuck, you do the outro.
Scooby-doo-bop, this was another episode of I've Got a Bad Feeling About This. I have a bad feeling about this show. Until the next week that we see you, or perhaps the next 2 weeks. I am Charles. I am joined by Bennett here. And here's to hoping that the folks that produced the show knew what they were doing in the long haul.
Woof, woof, woof.